At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to this week's episode of the Modern Mentor Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Cook, and today I'll be sharing some thoughtful ways of building relationships virtually. As we continue to persist in this new version of normal, it's likely many of us will experience a sense of isolation and disconnection. Practicing social distancing and working remotely can make the idea of relationships, of human connection, feel like a thing of the past. But as we all continue to move through this historic and anxiety-provoking moment, connection and relationships matter more than ever. Though in-person lunches, coffees, conferences, and happy hours may be off the current list of options, there are still many ways in which we can and should create and nurture relationships right now. First, put yourself out there strategically. Meaningful connection begins with letting people know how and why to connect with you. Who you are is a complex equation. You're the sum of your professional skills, interests, and affiliations, your hobbies, your alma mater, your community, and so much more. Putting up profiles of yourself on social networking platforms is a good start. But being strategic about how you position yourself, what details you highlight, what experiences and qualifications you broadcast, will influence the audience that finds you. What do you want to attract right now? Are you seeking clients for your small business? Are you looking for a new job? Are you striving to position yourself as a thought leader in a subject area? Wanting to connect with old friends and classmates? Whatever your answer, make that desire known. Personal branding expert William Aruda shared some of his favorite tips for thoughtfully composing a LinkedIn profile that attracts the network you're striving to build. His suggestions include focusing on skills and keywords that are relevant to the people you want to attract, using headlines and headshots wisely to capture short attention spans, and curating the details of your background. Relevance matters more than length. Ultimately, your goal is to project an open invitation to the people with whom you most want to connect. Next up, lead with generosity. A great way to make connections with new people or to rekindle existing relationships is to offer your time, skill, or expertise as a means of connecting. I was speaking recently with James, the owner of an event planning business. In our current socially distanced reality, he's effectively out of work for the moment, but he recognizes the importance of continuing to invest in relationships. He's wisely taking a long view. James has reached out to customers and has offered up his expertise, pro bono, should they need assistance in bringing their teams together virtually. He has the time, he has the knowledge, so why not use them to create results for those around him? The same principles can apply in a community setting as well. Fashion designer Christian Siriano has announced that he will halt making high-end fashions and use his skills and resources instead to make masks to help keep health workers safe during the pandemic. While some might label this move as public relations, it serves to connect him to a community. Whether in business or in your local community, is there something you're uniquely positioned to offer that will help you build a connection with others?
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Hey, it's Rachel. If you're like me, then you love hearing from inspiring leaders, especially when it comes to the bold decisions they've made on their journey to success. That's why I recommend checking out the new season of Deep Purpose from Harvard Business School. Renowned business mind and HBS professor Ranjay Gulati sits down with executives from companies like Levi Strauss, Unilever, and Alaska Airlines to discuss the courageous business decisions they made and the impact they had. Don't miss out. Listen to season 2 of Deep Purpose wherever you get your podcasts and tell them I sent you. Next up, engage in virtual discussions. In the current moment, live events and conferences, generally great places for engaging dialogue, are shut down. But conversations are still taking place online. What discussions are you looking to participate in right now? Are you looking to engage your intellectual side or your social one? Either way, there are steps you can take. LinkedIn is one great place for topical conversation. You can join an online group organized for university alumni, practitioners in certain fields, or even people with a shared interest in a topic, a technology, or an influencer. Chat online with those with similar backgrounds and interests as a way to feed your intellectual appetite. Or go online, find articles of interests, and leave thought-provoking comments or questions for the author or other readers. Keep an eye out for responses and start new conversations that way. Craving some non-topical human connection? Try a Brady Bunch-style virtual happy hour. I've seen so many images in recent weeks of teams, friends, and families joining group FaceTime or Zoom chats designed solely to bring groups of people back together. Adult beverages are optional. Next, share wisdom strategically. We've all got a lot of reading time right now. So as you find yourself reading compelling pieces, think about ways you might share them in order to add unique value. If it's an article that may appeal to many in your professional circle, consider posting it to a social media account. The key is to ensure you add your own two cents to demonstrate your critical thinking. Craft a pithy sentence or two, and don't forget to use strategic hashtags so those searching for topics can find it. Mention what you learned and why this piece is compelling. At other times, you'll encounter an article that reminds you of a conversation you had with a specific client, colleague, or boss. Send it to them in an email, both to add value and to let them know the conversation really stayed with you. Or maybe you found something useful to a project your team is working on. Send it to that crew, highlighting any specific points you found most valuable and worth testing out. Finally, have a shared learning experience. Opportunities for online learning abound. Platforms such as LinkedIn Learning, Coursera, Creative Live, and more offer thousands of virtual modules on topics ranging from business to vocation to language to hobbies and more. Ivy League universities are offering countless courses online for free. Or there are virtual coaching programs and certifications. You name it, it's out there. Through these programs, you have the opportunity to join a virtual cohort. Alternatively, you can choose to pull together a group of your own friends or colleagues and all register together for a course. Each person in your crew can move through the learning experience at their own pace. But then you can host a weekly virtual discussion to share insights, questions, and next steps. My two best friends from college and I just registered for Yale University's The Science of Well-Being course. And while Melissa lives in Philadelphia and Mick in Colorado, we're looking forward to sharing this experience together, just like the old days. A joint learning experience can be a powerful way to build a meaningful and long-lasting connection among a group of any size. So remember, if you're feeling at all isolated or disconnected right now, there are steps you can take to build relationships and bring connection to the forefront. What are you doing right now to stay connected? I'd love to hear from you. Check the links in my bio for ways to get in touch. I'm Rachel Cook, your modern mentor host. I'll be hosting a Facebook Live on Friday, April 3rd at 1 p.m. Eastern, all about how to be successful while working remotely. Have a question for me? Shoot an email to modernmentor@quickanddirtytips.com. I hope you'll join me then. Thanks so much for listening, and have a successful week.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.